A B-25J Mitchell bomber left to rust in Nome is being stripped for parts and may one day be refurbished, thanks to efforts from a Michigan Warplanes Museum and students from the Bering Strait region help make it possible. KNOM's Matthew Smith reports.
It was a U.S. military bomber of the same class that went to Russia through the Lend-Lease program leading up to World War II. Planes of its kind later dropped bombs on Japan after Pearl Harbor, and it flew with the U.S. Army Air Force, the British Royal Air Force, and the Soviet Air Force.
We came up to Nome to recover a World War II B-25 that was sitting out in the tundra for the last 70 years.
Patrick Mahalik is the museum director for the Warbirds of Glory Museum in Brighton, Michigan, and he was in Nome last month to help salvage the historic plane.
The whole wreckage of the aircraft, we went through and we disassembled it. Many pieces that we need currently for the ongoing restoration, we shipped home. And then the rest of the aircraft, we package up in a shipping container. And hopefully within the next year, we'll be able to raise the money to have the shipping container shipped back to Michigan.
That ongoing restoration is of a different B-25, known as Sandbar Mitchell, another bomber during the war that went on to be a plane for pilots in training and eventually dumped water on Alaska wildfires around Fairbanks through the 1960s. Sandbar Mitchell crashed in 1969, and after 44 years rusting in a Tanana River sandbar, the museum recovered that plane, and Mahalik says they'll use parts of Nome's B-25 to once again get Sandbar Mitchell in the air.
We're going to continue. Our main project is to restore Sandbar Mitchell to flying status. There's a few parts from this one that are airworthy that we'll put in Sandbar Mitchell, and then vice versa, the parts that are not airworthy from Sandbar Mitchell because of damage, we'll put on the Nome one, so that way that one could be resemble a B-25 once again.
Just how that B-25 first came to the Seward Peninsula goes back to 1944. After being assembled in Kansas, the bomber was part of a group of planes allocated to Russia through Franklin Roosevelt's Lend-Lease program prior to World War II. The plane was officially handed over to Russian pilots in Fairbanks, who were set to fly to Nome and onward to the Russian front. But this B-25 never crossed the date line. After a rough landing in Nome left it unflyable, and conditions in Nome left it unrepairable. But the Russian pilots of the Vienne Voshdushne Silya, the Soviet Air Force, didn't let it go to waste. Here's museum trustee Todd Trainer.
It was not a complete B-25. You have to understand that the Russians stripped it of all the parts that they felt that they could use as repair parts or replacement parts in their other B-25s. And then it was just left there for vandals and scoundrels to come and take parts and shoot holes through it with guns.
In the 1980s, former State House Representative Richard Foster visited Skagway and told then-Skagway resident and aviation enthusiast Mitch Erickson about the bomber. Erickson moved to Nome in 1991, and less than a year later, he found the B-25, axed, chopped, and shot up over years of impromptu target practice. He got the plane loaded on a flatbed and hauled it away for safekeeping, but one wing, still bearing the Red Star of Soviet Russia, remained trapped in the mud.
We actually had the NACTEC kids there when they pulled the old wing out of the mud, and we had to have every hand available to flip that wing over. And there on the other side, you could see the Russian star still on there. Barely visible, but it was still there.
Nathan Pitt is the program coordinator for NACTEC. That's the Northwestern Alaska Career and Technical Center in Nome. Recovering Nome's B-25 was built into NACTEC's aviation program this summer. And students from Nome and across the Bering Strait worked on the plane's recovery, applying that learning to NACTEC's own ongoing restoration of a different plane. Pitt says the coordination linked the historic B-25 to their hands-on work in the classroom.
The 1962 Piper Colt is NACTEC's project that we're restoring. So the kids were on that plane, putting rivets in, also taking rivets out, and then they went over to see the B-25 project where they were taking all the rivets out in order to disassemble the plane so they could see where this work was done, and they had a little bit of knowledge about the process and the parts that, you know, keep a plane together.
The Nome B-25 is now sitting in a connex in Nome's satellite field T-hangar, itself a Russian relic from World War II, not far from where the wing was dragged from the mud. Mahalik with the Warbirds Museum says the goal is to ultimately get the Nome bomber flying again, but the wing spars are corroded, and a, quote, substantial donation would be needed to make that happen. Failing that, he says, it will be reassembled as a static airplane, a distinctly Russian display piece for the Michigan Museum to help tell the unique story of the B-25. In Nome, I'm Matthew Smith.